You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, what's up? How you doing, everybody? Welcome in. It's a nice, sunny, warm day. Started out freezing cold. Warming up. Liking that. We have a big Fraud Thursday coming up this week. I'm excited about that. We will kick it off with Who Are These Free Beers? On Big Fraud Thursday. Hold on, before I get to that, because I'll forget otherwise. Welcome in two new Patreon members. Aaron Wright just became a member. And Fathor Newman. F-A, like, well, F-A. Thor Newman. Looks like Father Newman. Fathor Newman. The ex-husband of now Kayla Neuenfeld joins us. That is Coleman Lutz, who has, we have a long... This is Coleman is an example of how EZ always hits it off with someone involved in the dramatics with the free beer and hot wings show. He's a friend of EZ through the dramatics of, it's like divorce spawns friends for me. If it wasn't for all of these fucked up relationships, I would have a lot less people to talk to. So thank God for him. I'll never forget the day that free beer was talking shit about Coleman's mother, making up all these ridiculous statements about Coleman's sweet mother. And I was like, I wonder what's going on there. And next thing you know, her and I are in a discussion. And then she signs up on Patreon. Right about the time that I referred to her as like an old bag. I think I actually referred to Coleman's mother as an old bag. And I don't know why that happened, but she says, I'm not an old bag, you dumb bastard, or whatever the fuck. I was like, oh no, my God. That's embarrassing. It's like, well, no, I didn't mean it. That was just kind of like, being an idiot. I know you're not an old bag. I got to know her a little bit and started to get to know Coleman better. And realize that these are the type of people that I want to hang out with. My God. Kenny says, I swear I never knew Greg's last name before. I've said Neuenfeld like 8 million times on the show. Even his name it reeks of someone who's a huge pussy. Neuenfeld. Neuenfeld is the last name of somebody who in school, well... had big giant lips, skin disease on their face, and was bullied. A Neuenfeld. Coleman says his mother will whip my ass. I believe that. Most people can. So anyway. Big Fraud Thursday happens. We'll make fun of Neuenfeld's show.
Neuenfeld. Hi, Mr. Neuenfeld.
There was a comment on my Facebook post for the free podcast today that caught my attention and the attention of one Ben Glaze. Ethan writes, I wish the Free Beer and Hot Wing show was funny again instead of spending 20 minutes telling me 5 ways to make your closet more organized. And right away, Ben and EZ, our ears perked up. Ben wrote, did that really happen? I followed up with, hold up, was that a real segment? If so, we need to know when that was so we can make fun of it. 5 ways? Okay, that sounds ridiculous, but not in the scope of that show. My God. Bob says, I thought Greg just last name was Daniels. That's a stage name. Greg Daniels.
Greg Freebird Daniels.
Kenny says, I don't know. I just don't remember hearing it before, but also didn't care what it was. So, yeah, I could see if you weren't looking for it. And, you know, plus you're thick. Chris wrote, I figured out his hair. He's going for his high school look again. Okay. All right. Maybe. Kenny, by the way, revealed to me that he thought that the video with the Jaws theme was funny. That's good. I'm glad you took it that way. Got a dog issue behind me. Sorry, I thought something was up. Darla's with mom. Easy has graduated to now the 8-pound weight. The 5-pound weight for the shoulder is now too little. I'm ripping through like 50, 60 reps, no problem. So now I've been going to the right, to the 8-pound weight for random exercising to get this shoulder fixed. And it's weird because what was neck, shoulder has now transferred to like my back. Oh, my back. And so in between doing this today and utilizing this thing that Diana has, it's like a harness that goes over your shoulders. And you hit a button, and then these metal balls that rotate, and then the way it works is you can grab the harness and pull down on it with your arms. Like, your arms go in these loops, these leather loops. It looks like a device that you'd find in, like, that scene from Pulp Fiction with the Gimp. And you like pull down on it so you can get some pressure on your shoulders or back or wherever you really want to dig deep. And my God, oh, it is it's insanity. It just, so I put it on my back and I really put the pressure on it. This is last night, and as that thing is just digging into my back meat, I can hear it all cracking, like not like joints, but like balls of connective tissue and scar tissue that are all wound up together in one disaster. Oh, it's like stomping on a box of Ritz. I'm going, it's so bad. And then Darla, she comes in the room and sees me with this damn thing. She thinks I'm a monster. And she starts barking at me. So that was all weird. My God. Chris says he just fired off an email of the Burn King's hair. Where did you get this? That's weird that you have it like on standby, ready to go. There he is. There's our boy. Aw. I don't know why he was bullied. He looked like a normal kid. He didn't look like the fucking clown that he looks like now. Hey, Bruce. Some people are late bloomers like me. You know, I get more and more handsome every goddamn day. I don't know how I do it, but it's true. You can't argue with that. Greg was a handsome devil when he was a kid, and now he looks full retard. I mean, let's be honest here. All right. If you're out and about today and you want somebody to make some goddamn french fries for you, I am your guy. I am your guy and you're gay. Come see me tonight at Bosco's Pub, which I think we have some drama going on there. Some of the personnel, there's like some degree of something happening. I'm not really at liberty to say right now. For once, I'm going to opt to keep my mouth shut. You know? But that's true. That's happening right now as we speak. There was it all started. This I can talk about. Saturday, we're in there. We got a ton of people into the restaurant, and occasionally people will do an online order. And for whatever reason, they make it more complex than it has to be. And they do that by when they order a burger, rather than just keeping it simple, they like hit all the buttons for options. But when they don't want it. So let's say they order a burger that only has lettuce and tomato on it when you buy it. They then hit the buttons or functions online that say no pickles, no onions, no cheese, no olives, no jalapenos. So they do all that for every one of their burgers. And when they hit submit, it comes out as a really long order. That's when I call it the Dead Sea Scroll order. And it's tricky because you look at it, and now I get a copy and Dougie gets a copy. So Dougie gets a copy, and as usual, as soon as that happens, the wires touch. And so I can see him, and he balls up his fists like the fucking Hulk when he does that shit. And I can sense, uh-oh, here we go. And so I have my copy of it. And so Dougie's like going through it, and over his shoulder, his dad, Doug, is going through it, and they're discussing what they're going to do to make this order. And I can already hear them fucking it up. And I'm like, I'm not going to say shit. I can tell this is a goddamn clusterfuck. So I'm just going through it, and I'm making notes on it with a pen on the Dead Sea Scroll order. And I'm like, okay, fucking shit. All right, all right. And I know what it's going to look like. And I keep my mouth shut because this is an example of too many cooks. At this critical moment, if I interject myself into this thing, they're going to backhand me. And I'm going to go flying. Now, both these dudes have the strength of like 7 or 8 men. Both of them. Okay? I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm not going to say shit. We get the order done. It's a to-go order or a pickup. So we get it all in the, you know, styrofoam things, and it's a real pain in the ass. And we get all behind because of it, and it's a goddamn nightmare. They take the order home, and it wasn't satisfactory to them. They said something was wrong. And we're in the middle of a dinner rush from hell. And it's like, oh, my God, I could just sense it. I could feel this energy of sucking the life out of it. Like, oh, Jesus Christ, man, it's happening. Oh, my God, it's a big one. And Big Doug hears Mom, which is Doug's wife, Dougie's mom. I call her Mom, too, on the phone with somebody who's bitching about an order. And it's that crazy old bitch who ordered that fucked up order. And she wants a refund. And Doug overhears that shit. Oh, no. Oh, fucking. Ooh, boy. And I'm right in the middle. All I want to do is put fries on plates. Like, oh, Jesus Christ, get me out of this thing. Oh, fucking shit. I'm like, I better not fuck up. If I do so much as drop a fry, I'm going to get the fuck beat out of me. Oh. We made it through. You made it through. I'll just leave it there. There was a whole bunch of other shit that happened, but I'm not talking about that. It's cool. We'll figure it out. And I'll be there tonight. I love that place. I love it so much. What's going on out there? Oh, hi. Darla just opened up the door and came busting into the room. Hey, Pooh Bear. Oh, Pooh Bear. Nick says, I hope you told them to stop being picky children. For fuck's sake, just eat the menu. I'm totally with you. When people start doing that shit, you know, fucking changing the menu, you just want to go, hey, no, you motherfucker. This is what we put on the menu. You eat this shit or you get the fuck out of here. What do you think of that? That's why I always loved the idea of that restaurant, Ed DeBevick's, which is no longer a thing. But that was the restaurant where there you go there for them to be mean to you. And they did. And I'll never forget. I said, hey, can I get a coffee? They go get it yourself. So I actually went behind and got the goddamn coffee myself. And then she wanted some ketchup for her fries. She was probably like 14, 15 then. And she said, she said, can I get some ketchup? And the waiter goes, yeah, as soon as you quit putting your makeup on to make you look like a panda bear. Oh, yeah, as soon as you learn to put on your eye makeup, you look like a panda bear. So I'm like, first of all, I'm stealing that. You've heard me say that before on this show. I stole that from that dude at DeBevick's. And she's like, she was the one who wanted to go. It was her idea to go to Ed DeBevick's. And the motherfucker said she looked like a panda bear. And she's like, Kenny says they do that at Dick's Last Resort. I remember that place. That's in Nashville. We did those live shows there. God. Those live shows were the bane of my existence. We did them for $0. That's a Greg idea. In fact, we lost quite a bit of money because though the radio station would pay for the airfare and the rooms, we had to pay to park at the airport hundreds of dollars because there's four or five people. We had to pay for bag checks. We had to pay for our food. All told, you're looking at about $500-$600 to get the show there. And we had to pay for that. Such a crock of shit. And then it's always so weird the way they do it because you get there and then they prep the show at a table in front of everyone. So like for an hour, they're prepping the show with everyone just staring at them. And I was like, you know, why don't we do this in like anywhere, like a backstage? And then when the show starts, we walk out and do the show. This is really awkward. Nope. So I don't do show prep. I mean, not like the way they do. Their idea of show prep was reading the prep service. I would get up and go and mingle with whoever was there and just start up conversations, which is not my wheelhouse. I talked about this before. I hate that. To have to actually interact with people like that. And that's what Kenny says. Yeah, that was the weirdest part, but the best part was seeing you not do any of it. And if I ever chose to not go mingle, I'm just sitting there minding my own business. They're sitting there with their laptops and fucking reading shit. Prep. Fucking idiots. The extent of what I do now is if someone sends me a story, I go, yep, that's interesting. I can talk about it. I've got something to say about that. That's it. And then I just know. And then I file it. I email it to myself. And then when the show starts, I just click a couple of emails. Let's talk about this. That's it. There's nothing more to it. I don't need anything else. Coleman says, years ago, I ordered nachos to go from the Wayland Hotel. Got home, no meat on it. So I called them and let them know. A couple weeks later, a terrible smell from my truck. It was a bag of rotten meat that had fallen out. I had to go back and apologize like an asshole. Oh, what'd you do that for? They don't remember you. Kenny wrote, yeah, and they put hats in. And they put hats in you and write insults to the person wearing it. I'm trying to decipher what that is contextually, what you're talking about, and I'm struggling. Linda says, why would they have not put the meat in the damn nachos? Well, he said it fell out. Yeah, that is weird. I'm not sure. Coleman says, I don't think they wanted the chips to be soggy. Ah, yep. To-go orders. Kenny says, there's an oversized high chair at Dick's one time, and you just climbed up and sat in it and posed for pics. All right. Anyway, today, I'll be making food. In fact, I have to be there between 4 and 4:30, and I'm excited. I love that place. I love it so much. I was talking with Dougie's wife, Jordan. She's just the sweetest. And she comes up to me. She goes, I listen to your show. I listen to your podcast. I think she's become like a regular listener. I go, well, that's awesome. I go, I appreciate that. I go, don't hold anything against me. I love those people so much. The whole family is there. You know, and in fact, we go back. When I moved into this place, I had to move the hot tub, like the hot tub. I was getting some new concrete poured. I go, I need some muscle. So I called fucking Doug. I go, dude, you and your son and any of his friends, we got to move this fucking hot tub. Okay, I'll be there. And so we all gather, and it's no water in it, but still, it weighs a goddamn ton. Holy shit. And we pick this fucker up, and dipshit is walking, and he steps actually, like his step goes right over a thorn bush. And all of these thorns just gash at the inside of his legs like Wolverine's claws. Just, and he goes, oh. And his face turned beet red. All these veins are popping out of his neck. He's like, oh, my fucking shit. He fucking freaks out and doesn't drop it somehow. I don't know how he did. If he dropped it, because he was probably carrying 2/3 of the weight, he is one of the strongest people you will ever meet. Can't walk down the steps to save his life, but he's strong. Oh, my God. And thank God Dougie was there, too. See, because Doug's strong as hell. And Dougie is also very strong. Not as strong as Doug. No one is as strong. Doug is the Hulk. Okay. Legendary strength. Thank God that we're there. Kenny writes, speaking of Wolverine, Deadpool 3 trailer dropped today. Can't wait. Yeah, those movies are funny. Funny and excellent. I love those, without a doubt. All right. Listen to this. This is something I pull out of this site called Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, and these show up in my inbox all the time. And whenever I read any one of these, I've talked about this before, they just make me go, what the fuck? Huh? Random people ask questions on Quora, and then people with knowledge answer. The question was posed, if the Earth was the size of an atom, how big would the observable universe be? This is how this was answered. Think about this. Right now we have Earth, Moon, Sun, the universe. Of course, we are in the, we have our solar system with our eight planets and Pluto, which is in our galaxy, the Milky Way. We're talking the universe, all of those galaxies. This is what this person, don't know who, wrote. Aaron Steinberg, science geek, bass player. That's what it says. Here's an answer on a more conceivable scale that I worked out for a lecture once. If the sun were shrunk to the size of a white blood cell, which is about 10 times smaller than the smallest object that a human can see. Okay, so let's say you got a speck of dust, and you can actually see one speck of dust. The white blood cell is 10 times smaller than that. So picture the sun being the size of the white blood cell. If that were the case, the Earth would be the size of a small RNA virus particle. So that much smaller than the sun. At that scale, the orbit of the planet Neptune would be about 2 inches. So Neptune would be going around our teeny tiny sun about 2 inches away from it. Here's the best part. Our Milky Way galaxy would then be the size of North America. And our neighboring galaxy, the one closest to us, Andromeda, would be 91,000 miles away. With the scale of the sun being the size of a white blood cell, Andromeda would be 91,000 miles away. What the fuck? Now, that's just one galaxy. Even at that scale, the observable universe is beyond our comprehension. What the fuck? That's the type of thing that just scrambles your eggs while you lay in bed, okay? Wondering what the fuck? We are so minuscule in all of this. Nick says 55 miles is my guess. My God, you were so off. I find that to be so fantastically awesome. I love shit like that. The first person to speak as part of Trump's hush money trial was a magazine publisher scheduled today to be the first witness in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Putting his hand on the Bible and raising his other hand was David Pecker. That's right. In the trial where Trump is accused of paying hush money to the porn star days before the election so she'd keep her mouth shut using campaign money illegally, the first witness is magazine publisher David Pecker. Again, I don't give a shit what he says. This is all proof that we are in the absolute golden era. When after day one, the first person to speak is David Pecker. My God. Pecker is... Then the publisher of the National Enquirer admitted to running what's known as a catch and kill scheme in order to keep Trump elected in 2016. scheme consists of the unethical practice of paying sources not to tell negative stories about a subject, in this case, Trump. Pecker's media company paid $150,000 to a name you might remember, actress Karen McDougal, who similarly claimed an affair with Trump. I didn't even know why Trump wasted his time floating all this money to these people. It's not like it fucking matters. If Trump has a fling with Karen McDougal, has a fling with a porn star, who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Because all the Trump voter is going to say is, well, he's a real guy. He's a real man. And that's what real men do. They have ups and downs, highs and lows. I like the fact that he's transparent with us. And he tells us like it is. No problem. I don't know why he even put himself in the crosshairs. The morons that support Trump, like Nick over here, he didn't care. Nick will probably say, yeah, I'm voting for him because he did that. What a waste of time and money, frankly. And he might end up going to jail for it. Probably not, but who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. Thank you for being here. I will talk to you tomorrow. Till next time, have a good one, folks. Bye-bye. Hello, 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 my friends. Pretty strong indicator that as I get started that I'm going to have to do some coddling of our beloved Darla. Well, she just started to, like, as soon as I hit the show start, I started to hear that she was, starting to whine a little bit. Let's see. What do I want to focus on here? I had it and then I lost it. Okay. Damn it. What the fuck am I doing? I could have... Darla, don't start. Honey, come on. Let's not do this. Okay. This is how it's going to be. This is how we're... So she's on top of O'Neill there, which means she's snuggling. And if she's snuggling, it might be that she's okay. Kenny writes, okay, I'm ready for my beat up now. Yeah, dude, this is so bad. During the free podcast, we're having a discussion about the guy who had his kid cremated and put the remains into little trinkets that they would wear around their neck. And then Kenny realized he saw something that he wanted to share, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. He sent it via email that, hey, check this out. I saw it. You might want to. And then he wrote it in the chat, which is kind of a no-no. You know, I don't like hunting things down. Occasionally I'll do it, but for the most part, I don't like going on wild goose chases because typically you all suck when it comes to, hey, this is something urgent that I want you to check out. It's just the old Amanda / Kenny thing. They do this so often. And I've said you can tell them till you're blue in the face. So yeah, I don't want to do that. Okay. Kenny, don't get ahead of me here. Don't get ahead of me. You're already ahead of me. You see, you're already like tipping people off as to what happened. Shut the fuck up. So they're doing the show, and then he then rat-a-tat-tats out onto the live chat. Ah, oh, man, I got something, too. You're talking about the remains of people that get put into the... Holy shit, man. You won't believe this. I sent it to you via email. You might want to check it out, or maybe now or later. I don't know. And, you know, if I had looked at it then, said, all right, I'm going to break my rule and look at it then, this beat up that you're going to get right now would have been 1 million times worse. All right? Most people, as a rule, when they see something online that is ridiculous, but they want to find out whether or not it is ridiculous or not, or before they share it off with anyone, they should probably check to see if it's true. This is what Kenny wanted me to check out. And it's not a link. It's something he saw somewhere, and it's like a screenshot. Mind you, he wrote, saw this yesterday, WTF. And then you click on the image, and it says, you can now, and it says, bury, B-U-R-R-Y, your loved ones inside coffee table to see them every day, all one word, as long as the coffee table holds. Kenny saw images of people sitting around, I guess, a coffee table with the body encased in like some type of resin. And these four families are sitting around loved ones that are encased in resin to be used as a goddamn coffee table. So that shows up to me, and I take one look at it. And I said, probably not real. Just by one look, I knew it wasn't real. I hadn't even looked it up first. But I know that that doesn't happen. This is, it's too much. I'm looking at the way it's written. I'm looking at the images. They look hokey as fuck. They look fake. And he's like, oh my God, check it out. You see, it's weird and sometimes troubling when I look you in the face and tell you how dumb you are. But when you constantly do dumb shit like this, it, oh God. How do you do it? Oh, my God. So I looked it up, and of course, it's fake. Obviously. There was a, I guess that's something people are doing. They're trying to convince the Kennys of the world that, but that's a thing. And he, what does he do? He says, I only looked at it for 10 seconds. I didn't research it. You don't have to research it. Your eyes should tell you that's not real. Oh, my God. People like you exist everywhere. And all they do is spread misinformation. You're the king of it. Oh, you thought that... people were putting the bodies of their loved ones in a coffee table? Oh, no. Oh, my God, Kenny. You poor man. And I like how on here he writes, something I looked at for 10 seconds. I didn't research it. There is no excuse. There is no way that this is in any way is it possible for you to talk your way out of. Kenny. This is such a bummer. I mean, I knew you were dumb as fuck, but Jesus Christ, you're retarded. Ugh. Hold on a second. Darla's eating something. What do you got? I don't know what the fuck that is. Chris says you have to be a girl to tell EZ something and not get beat up. It's like The View now. Well, I don't know about that. Kenny says, man, sometimes I swear I do your impression of me on purpose in my day-to-day life now. It cracks my daughter up. Ha ha. Ritz says, making the show about himself. Typical Zaniac. Zaniac Kenny checking in. Maybe some of those Zaniacs, they're stupid, kind of burned into you to make you even more dumb. Jesus. Patrick says, I saw that picture yesterday of the coffee tables. Did you rush to send it to me, Patrick, thinking, oh, man, EZ's got to see this? Aram says, Kenny, it happens. Remember when Eric thought the PSA video about landmines in parks was real? I don't recall that. I think I do a little. I think I remember feeling dumb about something or something. Landmines in parks, PSA. But that was a different time. Nowadays it's so common to have these fakes out there. People are need to be more what's the word I'm looking for? Not vigilant, but suspicious, I guess. And that's what I explained to my wife. Once a week I'm getting, oh God, oh Jesus. What is it? Tom Cruise is dead. Really? Yeah, it says right here on MovieMagic.UK/Senegal Times/San Francisco Chronicle/Barry/ that Tom Cruise is dead. I don't think he is. It says right here. Yeah, I know. Typically, the rule is if you see something on the internet, shush, verify it, look it up on other sources, see what other big companies are, big media entities are rolling with it, are putting it out there. All right. Do you see them? Okay. That's what I did. Kobe Bryant dead. Yeah, Kenny writes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hope the Queen of the Forest shows you that pic of the coffee tables with bodies in them later. I'll slap the shit out of her. That's what I'll do. No, I won't do that. I shouldn't even joke like that. I know that's bad. All right. Diana's reaction about the video Eric made about him having support for a presidential run was funny. Man, I'm feeling very confused. That's now the second thing you've brought up that I don't recall that. Can you give me a little bit of background? Where, when, what was going on there? Was that post-radio or post-morning radio, GRD BBL days? Or was that during? I don't remember. God damn. I'm clueless on shit. Chris says, yikes, LOL. Kenny says, Aram is a crazy good memory regarding all things EZ. Yeah, I would have to agree. He says he thinks it was before 2007. Yeah, I don't really. I remember very little. All I remember from the radio show back on Freebird and Hot Wings was generally the bad moments and when we had big, exciting moments. Like when we sent Joe on the in the Lindsay Lohan Freedom van. I remember Joe stunts. And when I listen back to old clips that Greg and Chris play from time to time, I go, oh, okay, I remember this now. But it's all fading at a very rapid rate. Oh, God. Okay, so the drawback of grinding out your back with a medieval torture device is it gets sore. So you want to keep doing it, and that's what I'm going through right now, and it's driving me up a fucking wall. Aaron writes, the toothpicks moment was one of my favorites.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That was one line. And I remember that. We were playing Dumber Than Zane. The guy sucked. And he was into construction or a builder. And I actually went, yeah, I bet you build out of toothpicks. And then Halloween's was a good one. Oh, no. Fucking shit. That's great. That's the stuff that's kind of like lost. Anyway, I think that getting back to Kenny, the idea, though, that first of all, fake story. Second of all, you sent it to me and then you chatted at me. Hey, man, you gotta see this. It's just incredible. You ain't gonna believe it, man. You know, stop what you're doing, Eric, and look at this. And I'm like, resist the urge. Just read it. Remind him that we don't do, I try not to do that. It's not best practice here. As few as there are. And you'll look at it later. Sure enough, picked up my phone. What the fuck, man? Look at this. I click and I go, fake. Annoyed. Look it up. That's fake. Only a moron would think it's true. Jesus. Kenny? So one of the things that the Supreme Court is now working on is they have to decide the fate of Joe Biden's regulation on untraceable weapons known as ghost guns. The Justice Department had warned of a flood of untraceable ghost guns posing a grave threat, I can't read, to public safety. Ghost guns, and I had an image of one of these things. I don't know if I have it anymore. I don't think I can get it. Aha. This is a ghost gun right here. So people can manufacture that quite easily. And I believe with like 3D printed parts, put it together, and you have a gun that doesn't go through the usual steps to be to have a number attached to it. People are accessing these and getting these. I guess my first question is, why? I mean, why wouldn't you have a professional gunsmith make the gun? Why would you? I don't know. Maybe these are made also by a professional gunsmith. And so, all right. But these have potential to fall into the wrong hands, I guess. I can't figure out who would want these. Would it be the Patriots who don't want the government interfering with their right to bear arms? Or is it somebody who just wants to have a gun for terrible reasons and is looking to shoot up a place? Or is it just people like making their own guns? I don't know. I know very little about this. You know, when it comes to guns, I feel like guns should be just used as kind of like a tool. You know, like your cell phone. Like, are there cell phone enthusiasts? Like there are gun enthusiasts? I mean, I love my guns, but I'm not a gun enthusiast. Like, I don't walk around going, oh, God, I need more guns. I got enough. Anyway, the Supreme Court will decide if Biden can regulate ghost guns by requiring manufacturers of the untraceable weapon kits to conduct background checks on customers and mark their products with serial numbers. So I guess you buy it in a kit. The court on Monday agreed to hear the administration's appeal of a lower court's rejection of the regulation. It's the first gun control case added to the Supreme Court's docket for its next term. And it will come after the justices decide before adjourning for the summer whether domestic abusers can be banned from owning guns and whether bump stocks are illegal. All right, fuck the court. Bump stocks, should they be illegal? Yes. I think that's one thing that Trump actually made those illegal during his administration. Should domestic abusers be banned from owning guns? Yes. Should ghost guns be regulated? Yes. Ghost gun kits allow people to purchase parts that can be built into a weapon without the usual regulations that come with an assembled gun. Biden, in 2022, required companies selling the do-it-yourself kits to adhere to the same rules as other gun makers, such as keeping records that help police trace the weapons. What's the problem with that? These guns are weapons of choice for many criminals, Joe Biden said. We are going to do everything we can to deprive them of that choice, and when we find them, put them in jail for a long, long time. Who argues with that? That makes fucking great sense. A panel of three judges appointed by Donald Trump for the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in November that the administration was trying to rewrite gun control laws. So they're like, ah, fuck that. Only Congress can make the deliberate and reasoned decision to enact new or modified legislation regarding firearms. So they're saying that it has to go through Congress. It can't go through. So basically red tape. The three-judge panel is basically passing the buck. Of course, it was appealed. And now the Biden administration puts it into the hands of the Supreme Court to decide whether or not gun kits should be regulated. I'll tell you this. If in our fucked up country, we can't even regulate ghost guns. Jesus Christ. And people want like gun control. You know, every time there's a mass shooting, everybody's like, oh, yeah, we got to do something. We got to do something. Nobody's going to do anything. All we're doing now is adding more guns with less regulations. Now, I've said before that, hang on, I got something in my mouth. I ate a granola bar before this. Big fraud news. I think it's under my tongue or something. For the love of God, I've talked about, Jesus, we need more guns. And I still stand by that. I mean, when I say that, I mean, we need more good guys policing places where bad guys go and shoot. This is all a pipe dream. It'll never happen. But I don't know if a manufactured guns is the way to go. And who the fuck wants fucking pink manufactured guns? This seems like the type of thing that if you fire it, it would explode in your hand. Polymer 80, one of the manufacturers that's challenging the regulation, is responsible for more than 80% of ghost guns recovered at crime scenes in recent years. Lawyers for Polymer 80 and other companies that sued said the regulation has put them on the brink of economic destruction and will soon destroy an entire field of traditionally lawful Second Amendment business activity unless it's repealed. Fuck that. Who gives a shit? So they just want their right to make money. That's all they care about. Nick, who's dumb about these things, writes, slippery slope. They won't be happy till we're back to throwing rocks. Yeah, fuck that slippery slope shit. The suggestion that the second that anything starts to change and any type of gun control means they will continue to ban all guns. I do not believe that. Aram writes, it's still difficult to know if that is the source of the impingement, referring to my back. It could be a nerve getting pinched anywhere. Kenny suggests I go get an X-ray. You're right, I should. If they're 3D printed and all, wouldn't they show up in X-rays? Or wait a minute, I don't know, I'm confused on this. Okay, scans at airports. I'm falling apart here. I was under the impression you can just download a file online that gives you the printers, gives the printers the parameters to print it out. I've heard of that too. Bob says the problem is it'll be written in vague terms, making legal rifle kits illegal. There is a serial pooper in Metro Detroit. A Dearborn, Michigan cemetery has a guy or a girl, I'm guessing a guy, heading over to various locations and shitting on grave sites and headstones. The Northview Cemetery has been called 7 times since the call first came in February 25th, in just 2 months. According to a city spokesperson, the serial pooper does not go at the same location each time and doesn't have a specific grave site. It has kept its business off the grave sites of actor George Peppard. I didn't realize George Peppard was buried in this cemetery. That's the guy from the A-Team. I hope he hasn't shit on George Peppard's grave. I didn't know that guy was from there. You learn something new every day. The cemetery has not commented. Let's see. The Dearborn police, no viable leads on the suspected perpetrator. It might just be because a lot of times people go for runs around cemeteries. And I used to, I swear to God, I used to run by a cemetery in Granville, Michigan all the time. If you got to take a shit when you're running, which happens all the fucking time, that is the place to do it. A source familiar said the pooper wears dark clothing and a hoodie and leaves a big mess behind, including used toilet paper, and always under the cover of darkness. Okay, it's probably somebody who just wants to shit on someone's grave. I tell you what, if our pal Freebeer ever croaks and they put him in the ground somewhere and they find shit on his grave, I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be mine. The story says, has the police department run a DNA test on the poop? No. The state's caseload of serious crimes comes first, so they haven't yet done that. But they might actually do it, where they get a sample and test it and determine who shit it is. That is incredible work. That is science at its finest. Adam wrote per Google, he was born in Detroit, George Pappard. Chris says, I heard Honduras has good places too. Oh, God. So when you're in Honduras, you're in the middle. Everywhere you look is rainforest. I will say this. The leaves on the trees that I wiped my ass with, they were perfect. They were like big and thick. And they weren't absorbent because they're leaves, but they had like all sorts of like veins in them. So it really kind of dug into the shit in my asshole when I had to shit in the middle of the road on that day I was running. God, that was so bad. Can you imagine if I got arrested in Honduras? I would have never seen the light of day. Welcome in, welcome in. Hello, hello. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
I just got into a fight, another fight with somebody. And it was great fun, great fun. I tell you what, you see, I get on these kicks, and when I can, I like to meddle. I'm a meddler. I like to meddle and rankle and needle and poke and fucking harass. So from my Facebook fight that I was talking to you about, we're out of the blue. Again, I had nothing to do with it. I don't start threads on there. They start talking about me, and I'm like, I want to respond. I want to provide that type of... you know, the meme where Michael Jackson's eating the popcorn. I want people to see what I'm writing and have fun with it. Okay, that's why I do that. And, I mean, what else am I going to do? You know? So when I see something that's on there about me, let's have some fun. Now, I have to be nice on that goddamn... segment 18 thing, because they'll kick my ass out of there. I don't want to fucking piss them off. So I gotta do this strategically. So when some guy calls me a pathetic, old, disgusting, idiot, loser who needs to die, I'm like, oh. So then I like follow up with, hey, friend, no need for the aggression. I'm just here with my fans or something like that. I see the guy. I click on his... first thing I always do, I click on their face. And then I take a nice close-up of their face. And they're usually disgusting. Hang on a second here. And then I'll make a crack. But then I realize I'm on the Segment 18 group. And if I say, hey, how do you get, how bad is your pituitary tumor that causes your jaw to look like that? Or some ridiculous crack. If I do that, I'm going to get my ass thrown out of there.
The fuck was that?
I don't want that to happen. So I see this guy named Matt Zanstra, and he's just killing me, just killing me. So I go, all right, I got to do something. So I do what any rational person would do. Call him at work, because I see he works somewhere in town here, Van Eerden Trucking or some shit. I call up the fucking front desk. I go, hey, is Matt there? Yeah. Can I talk to him? So I'm going to get this fucker on the phone. I'm going to say, yo, Matt, it's EZ. What's up? You seem like you're pissed off at me. What's going on? Can we maybe break this down? Rob writes, if it were me, I'd be quietly adding those names to my personal protective order list while I'm at it. Like, I should add them to the Zaniacs? Yes. So I go, "Raw." That's what, you know, I'm going to, and it says, "Please leave a message." So it doesn't go the way I want it to. So I call again. And, "Hey, is Matt there? Matt Zanstra." Ring, ring, ring. Goes right to voicemail. Like, "Ah, fuck it. I'll get him later. No big deal." Matt has, I guess my number shows up. I just call. I mean, who gives a fuck if I call your work? Whatever. I want to ask. I want to talk to you. What's the matter, Matt? I want to get to the bottom of the problem, Matt. What have I done that's caused this this goddamn heartache? And he doesn't pick up. But I hear from him. As I'm sitting, I hang up. And then I'm looking at that screen that I'm looking at right now. And it goes, "Doo-wah!" And he's added to the thread. Like where I said, "Hey, friend, no need for that." He writes, "I have your number. If you ever call my work again, I am calling the FBI, the police, the Secret Service. I cannot believe you did this. How could you possibly do this? Blah, 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 blah." So I'm like, "All right." So then I typed out, I go, "Well, look, I just wanted to put you on the podcast to break down your dissatisfaction with me. Not interested. Blah, 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 blah. Kindly fuck off." Oh, my God. Like, he totally, and then this went on. Like, now I'm having a conversation with, I couldn't get him to engage me on the chat. So I call him at work. Now he's talking. And he's just killing me. And I'm just like, "Well, look, buddy, I just thought, you know, I'm just being as polite as possible." And he's freaking out. "I have screenshot all of this." And I'm like, "Okay," because "you will not contact me again." And then I wrote, "I just did. I'm talking to you right now. What are you going to do? Tell Mark Zuckerberg?" And he writes, "Facebook is entirely different, Eric. You are a pathetic fucking old man. Fuck you. Fuck off. Die." And then he signs it. "We are done here." And then he goes, see, because this has all come off of his one comment when he first rip me a new asshole. So all this conversation is, you know, branching off of that one. So he goes back and deletes the whole goddamn thing. So now it's gone. So now I don't have any way to communicate with him. So I'm like, "Ah, shit." So what did I do? Well, I did what any clear thinking individual podcaster who is in this, who does this just to fuck with people. I logged out of my Eric Zane fan page account and logged into Eric Zaitunian. And then I found him on Facebook and I sent him a fucking friend request. So then I searched his name locally and I saw that he didn't pay his house payment a couple years ago or some shit. And his fucking house went into foreclosure. So I screenshotted the foreclosure and I like messaged it to him. And I go, "Hey, we can talk about this in the podcast." Oh, fuck. And then the next thing I know, I go to log back in, you know, to see if he accepted the fucking friend request, and he blocked me. So now I it's gone. You see, I don't let anything go. I can't do that. It just doesn't work for me that way. I got some guy who can't even pay to keep a roof over his fucking head calling me a pathetic loser. Little does he know, I got a goddamn hot tub and a kidney bean-shaped pool. That's all I want to do. I want to break it down for him. So, I did see that he lives in Hudsonville. Now, Hudsonville is a very small community. Now, this guy could probably kick my ass. He's in his 30s. He's a millennial. My hope is I see him at Bosco's. All right. Rob says you don't even need screenshots. Facebook saves everything. You're good. So that was that's kind of why I've started this a little late. Like, I was able to start this show at 12:30. But I started this reconnaissance project. Look at O'Neill's back legs twitching from the dream he's having. I started this little recon and then amphibious assault. It's not amphibious, but just sounds good on this guy, and decided to make him. Remember that scene from No Country for Old Men? Is it James Brolin? I'm about to make you a little project right now. I'm about to make a project of you right now. Bam, 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 bam. When Anton Chigurh is like, you must bring me the bag. Bring me. I'm about to make a project of you right now. That was the extent that I was going to try. And all I did was made a fucking phone call. I didn't even get him on the fucking phone. He saw that my number came up. And then he could have just called me. Instead, he aired it out on Facebook. Wow. That was something. Well, anyway, I can still talk to him on Facebook. Like, I think, like, if he shows up in the Segment 18 group again to say that I'm a cum-sucking bastard who needs to die like he did. I mean, he's calling me a madman and a lunatic. And I was like, dude, I just wanted to say hi. Give me a fucking break. And one of the things he said, he goes, I supported. This is what they do. I supported you when you got fired. They always give me the resume of shit they've done for me. I supported you when you did your YouTube show. I supported you when you did the Zane Zone at the hockey game. I was there for you. And then you know what happened? I grew up. He's like giving me a speech. I moved on and you didn't. What the fuck? Did I really make you do all of that? Ugh. Kenny says if he blocked both accounts, you won't see him. Yeah, you would know. You would know how that works. Easy. I got a master's degree in blocking people. You ain't gonna see him no more. Thank you. Well, that's too bad. So I got to remember his fat fucking face. If I ever see him at Bosco's again. Now, truth be told, he'll know me and I won't know him. So that'll be great if I ever happen to run into that fucker in the wild. I bring his food out. Here you go, sir.
Here you go, sir. Here's the food, sir.
All right. Well, that was my first part of my afternoon. I was glad to share that with you. I hope you found that enjoyable. I hope that that was entertaining. Rob says, I'd love to know what the confused look on the receptionist's face looked like when you said why you were calling. No, I didn't get to, because she just said, Van Eerden Trucking. I go, hey, how are you, ma'am? I'm fine. Is Matt Zanstra there? Okay, hang on. Ring, ring, ring.
This is Matt. Leave a message.
Fuck you, Eric Zane. How dare you call my place of employment? What the fuck? You got a phone there for? Or what the fuck do you have a phone for? Rob says, question for coworkers. Did he do everything in Jessica face when he heard you called? Now, I have many more tools in my toolbox to fuck with this guy. The old classic that I have done before. This is what you do. If you really want to fuck with somebody, you call human resources of the place of employment. All right? Now, he works for one trucking company. You call impersonating another trucking company. Hey, is this Van Eerden? Yeah. Hey, this is Mo Sider from Klingman's Trucking. Yes? How can we help you? Well, I got a resume in front of me for a Matt Zanstra. And he's got a couple people down as references from your place. I guess he's has an application in with us. And so I just wanted to check the references, see what you thought about him. He put you down as a reference, and well, he's trying to get a job here. Just wanted to follow up on that. And they're going to be like, okay, so who are you looking for? And then just you have a you have the list of the names, because it's listed on every fucking company. You can say, well, he lists so-and-so as a... So what you're doing there is you're planting the seed that this fuckhead is looking for another job. And then it's confusing, and it's weird, and then people are sending emails like, hey, do you know that so-and-so is getting ready to quit? And he somehow put us down as references, and it just fucks everything up. It's fucking great. I've done this myself. Very effective way to get somebody really rattled. Oh, Nick said the same goddamn thing. That's awesome. You see, we're smarter. We're like linked. That's the old checking the references trick. I love that you were thinking that at the same goddamn time I was thinking that. Fuck yes. I don't want any of you to do that. Don't do it. It's not worth it, because he seems like the type of guy who'll run out the ground ball. Nick says, holy mind meld. You're a fucking troublemaker just like me. I think I missed my calling. I should be working in your line of work. Maybe not. I am going to attempt over the weekend. I talked about this already. I shouldn't talk about it again. Putting an outhouse roof on an outhouse. Yeah, I just remembered I talked about it. Never mind. Forget that I said that. I want to watch the trailer for the new Deadpool movie. I don't know if we talked about this. I'm having a hard time remembering what the fuck we talked about in this show. Okay. Here we go. New Deadpool movie, Deadpool and Wolverine.
I told you, you're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere. Now get the fuck out of my bar.
Just give me one more drink and then I'll leave.
Hi, Peanut. I'm gonna need you to come with me right now.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
All right, well, I'm sort of on the tick-tick, so upsy-daisy. Here we go. Oh, whiskey dick of the claws. It's quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want this.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your fucking forehead, I suggest you reconsider.
You can't shoot at Mantium. It's that old costume.
I'm about to lose everything that I've ever cared about.
Not my fucking problem.
Is that what you said when your world went to shit?
Come again.
This Wolverine let down his entire world.
Shit. Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about saving worlds, but you do.
Trust me, kid, I'm no hero.
You were an X-Man. You were the X-Man. I am soaking wet right now.
Oh,
are so silly.
This is what I'm talking about. Like big slow motion action sequence. Who knows if you live or die? Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Want to do some cocaine?
Hey, cocaine is the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupted?
Even forest bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes, Bob. But I can't.
Fucking great. I'm sorry. It's so fantastic. And I hate comedies. I don't even know if it's a comedy. Can we call it a comedy? It's goddamn funny, so I'm laughing. Oh, I laugh anything with that character. Oh, God, that's great. Patrick says, I loved the X-Men movie where they sewed Deadpool's mouth shut. I can't stand him. I hope Wolverine kicks his ass. Kenny says the line, quote, there's nothing like coming together. Patrick says, movie looks good, though. Deadpool is the best. Adam says, I can't wait. Sir Bob says, this looks awesome. Aram says, love Wolverine. All right. Fun. Very fun. All right, this is a story going on closer to where I live, where some fucking idiot kid who's got a rap sheet a mile long during criminal activity, he got run over by a cop. Now, he's a fucking loser, all right? But the family is like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, what happened? We need the video of what happened. And the cops are like, calm down, calm down. We'll get it to you when the time is right or whatever the fuck. Again, the fucking idiot wouldn't have had this problem if he wasn't such a piece of shit.
...of Riley Doggett, the 17-year-old boy who was struck by a Kent County Sheriff's Deputy cruiser while fleeing from an active scene.
Doggett's family is responding to the sheriff's office statement released today. Riley's sister and brother sat down with News 8's Amanda Porter, and she joins us live in the studio with their response. Amanda?
Riley Doggett's family wants to emphasize that he was a passenger in the car, and it's still unknown if Riley knew about the car's criminal connection. The Doggett family says the sheriff's office is communicating with them, but it's through the media, which is causing contention.
They haven't contacted us. They haven't gone out their way to even send that to us. You know, like getting something like that from them to us would be nicer.
Nathan
Justice for Juicy
and Doggett, Riley Doggett's brother, is referring to
They look exactly alike.
This statement released by Kent County Sheriff's Office regarding the Riley Doggett case. It reads in part, quote, we too are praying for Riley's recovery. Although it is tragic when a young life is impacted, it's important to understand this pursuit started when a stolen vehicle was observed ramming an uninvolved car, jeopardizing the safety.
Yeah, Riley had no idea there was a crime going on, guys. He's in a stolen car that hits another car, but he had no clue.
...of our entire community. The Kent County Sheriff's Office says it's still an open investigation. However,
this is why if 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds are at home, you know, doing their homework, talking to their girlfriend, reading a book, maybe a video game here and there, they're probably not going to get run over by a sheriff's deputy.
KCSO needs to clarify that Riley was unintentionally struck by a police cruiser. This incident is a direct result of the inherent risk accompanying the serious criminal activity that Riley was engaged in during the weeks and months leading up to this incident.
What they're saying there, it's that chart. You see it? How would I describe it? One of the lines says fuck around, and then the other one says find out. That's what's happening here. It's the Kent County Sheriff's deputy said he played a game of fuck around and find out.
End quote.
If it was unintentional, then there should be no problem releasing the video.
If I ever have something happen to me and my family's wearing Cafe Press hoodies with my goddamn face on it, I'm going to say just kill me now.
Yeah, or at least letting the family see the video. Because we acknowledge the circumstances that it was in. We acknowledge Riley is not a perfect little boy.
Oh, he's fucked up beyond belief. And you can see she's sitting next to a lawyer. You can tell this dickhead with the hat on.
Doggett's family is asking for KCSO to be more transparent.
We want to see that it was done unintentionally, but them not saying anything, them not even reaching out to the family makes it seem like, what are you hiding?
The Doggett.
Look at these kids. What am I seeing here?
Family says Riley.
Those that look like Maureen's kids when they were little.
Past should have no bearing on this case. Michigan criminal records show Doggett had run-ins with the law as a juvenile, but since he's a minor, those cases are sealed.
Yeah. Those are the rules. Sorry. Fuck off.
The longest rap sheet of the world.
That's how it would be if I was a cop, if I was a police spokesman. Yeah, we need those. Oh, we don't have to. Fuck off.
Does not mean that he deserves to die. Yeah.
Oh, that's Robert S. That's that piece of shit Robert S. Womack.
Or be facing death.
At all. It's not okay. It's just not normal.
That is the part that I want to put emphasis on.
KCSO says the car Doggett ran from April 8th was stolen and connected to other crimes. The driver was arrested.
They did the right thing, arrested him, but ran over Riley.
Okay.
We all
if you're making an omelet, you got to fucking break some eggs and some bones.
Our own view on things, we all can make assumptions. We all can say this or that.
By the way, my jokes are fucking on point today. They're funny as fuck.
That everyone who knows Riley is saying, you know, Riley is a good kid. Riley is this, Riley is that. And then there's the Kent County Sheriff's Department that's saying, well, this is his record. And it's like, there's plenty of people I know that have records and are the sweetest and the most genuine people.
Yeah. Idiot. They're suggesting that if the criminal activity weren't happening, he wouldn't have been in harm's way when trying to end this catastrophe that your dumbass brother was involved in. He got hit. She's saying there are all sorts of people with bad records who aren't getting run over.
I've ever met. So that does not define who he is.
It also shouldn't define the consequence he got
exactly.
At all.
The family wants the investigation to speak for itself.
Let the family see the video.
What a loser family.
And let us determine that. We are not afraid to say.
Yeah, you don't just get to bust in and say, give me the video of whatever.
Riley was wrong.
Proof of what happened to Riley is what the family wants.
When you look at these two cases with Riley and with Samuel Sterling, people running away from the police, their car at least.
I hate this guy. I was just going to buzz through it, but I'm going to let him talk.
When you look at these two cases with Riley and with Samuel Sterling's, what you have here, you have young people running away from the police with no weapon and officers weaponizing their car, at least in one situation in the Sterling case. On this case, the family is still waiting and hoping that the sheriff department is telling the truth. They haven't made a judgment.
Riley's condition.
Thanks for breaking it down.
Remains the same, the family tells me. They are thankful to the community and ask for continued prayers for Riley's recovery. The investigation.
I kind of love her.
To this case is ongoing while the family is still calling for the videos to be released.
All right. Oh, boy. So there you go. Nick writes, let's hope the cop isn't caught yelling 3 points after the impact. Let's see. This kid's not even dead. The black guy that was killed by a cop car last week isn't even a story anymore. Aram said, is the cop who murdered the guy in the back of the head still in prison? He's awaiting trial. Rob writes, actually Nick writes, did he get run over in a crosswalk with the walk sign on? If not, getting hit by a car is the chance you take running into a street. Aaron says we need the dash cam, though, to determine if the deputy sped up. Rob says I did a small amount of digging on FBHW Kool-Aid drinker Matt. If it is who I think it is, he lists his career as mayor of awesomeness at life. That is the same guy, yes. There are also a minimum of 3 Facebook accounts, 1 of 2 messages from Rob. He says 2 of 2, that could be the same guy. Okay, send them to me so that I can continue my onslaught of annoyance. I would love to get those, and then I can continue. I need to come up with a new way, too, that I can somehow annoy this guy. Because if I just send him a friend request, that's probably not going to be the greatest thing in the world. He'll just, you know, block it. But there's got to be more ways we can fuck with this guy. Stevie says, cop who shot black guy is, that is officer, or former officer, sure, he's out on bond. Rob says, Pellerito probably FOIA requested the body cam footage before the cops finished their shifts that night. No, I don't think so. All right. I'm going to leave it right there. That's it. I love you. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed this. Enjoyed my storytelling of me bugging some Freebird and Hot Wings loser. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great one. Till then, bye-bye.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.